Om Shanti, good evening. All translations are working? Is all okay? Please raise your hands. Sinhalese, is it okay? Great. So welcome to the briefing of ring ceremony. So we have Sister Suman with us. Sister Suman has come into Gyan at the very tender age, early age of 5 with her parents. In 1992, she dedicated her life to Baba. She completed her bachelor's degree in electronics and communication engineering from Bangalore University. She's a coordinator of events and activities in Gyan Sarovar. As you would know, you've seen her constantly. She helps a lot as well. She's a coordinator of Double Foreigners Program as well, in which we are all supporting. She's also a national coordinator of Education Wing. She imparts wisdom and values as a trainer in value education for diploma and degree courses affiliated with various universities in India. My personal experience with her, that she has a very fantastic and a very beautiful quality that I see in her. She's a balance of maturity and wisdom. She's very detached and loving. And I would personally encourage you all, since you all are first-timers, that you all can ask any questions from her in terms of your spiritual journey that you are about to embark on. It's a very beautiful day, a very special day, and you have come here for the briefing. So she can answer any questions of yours. You can ask any questions. Don't keep yourself reserved. Otherwise, the journey can be a little bit difficult. So it will be easy if you just open your heart and ask any questions. Over to you, Sister Suman.
So all of you are first-timers here? First time in Madhavan? Volume bada do. So how are you feeling in Madhavan? Very what? Very good. Very nice. Huh? What is the definition of good and nice? Happy, content. Do you feel that you have arrived? Yeah? You are on the path of your destination. You have arrived. Do you feel, how many of you feel that you have arrived? Very nice. Adjusting. Adjusting. Okay, still adjusting? Yes. Do you understand how fortunate you are? Do you understand how fortunate you are? Yeah? Yes. How fortunate? How much fortunate? Only this much. Until our hands go like that. Right? In Hindi, there are three words actually, right? Bhagyashali, Saubhagyashali, and Padma Padam Bhagyashali. Bhagyashali is fortunate. And Saubhagyashali is 100 times fortunate. Are you 100 times fortunate or just fortunate? No, third. No, neither of these two, right? The third one. Padma Padam Bhagyashali is multi-million times fortunate. And the other meaning of Padma Padam Bhagyashali is accumulating multi-millions in each step. Padam is the step, is the feet, right? In each step, we accumulate multi-million times fortunate. Multi-million times fortune, right? So, such is the path now, because we have met God, right? And God has recognized us and He has chosen us. That's a bigger fortunate. That's the greatest fortune, because there are hundreds and thousands, millions of people on this earth, and millions and billions of people on this earth, and out of them, only a handful are sitting here. Right. And to sit here in Madhavan, in Baba's house. To arrive here also, to reach here also, you need fortune. Not everyone can arrive. There could be many in your group also who are first timers in your country, in your center. Those are first timers, they wanted to come, but for some reasons they are not able to reach here. You know? But you were able to reach here. And that's because, you know, I think something good you have done in your life. Do you feel that? You have done something good. Your karma is so... done something... karma is good. And that's the reason Baba has chosen you. And here there are two things, right? We chose Baba and Baba chose us. What's the right thing? Have you chosen Baba or Baba has chosen you? Who feel that I have chosen Baba? No? No? Baba has chosen you. Yeah, of course. Because out of these billions and trillions of people, Baba has chosen us because something I think he has recognized in us, something he has seen in us, even though we are ordinary, very ordinary for the world, but then our karma is elevated and our fortune is elevated. And that's why you have reached here, and you have reached here to expand your fortune. Multiply your fortune. Not only expand, but multiply your fortune in every step. Right? Because it's only in the confluence age that God bestows that fortune. That's why God is known as, in Hindi, it's Bhagwan. Bhagwan is the definition of Bhagwan is one who gives bhagya, one who gives fortune. The bestower of fortune is God. Right? And on the path of bhakti for half a kalpa, for 63 births, we have been calling out for God, we have been remembering God, not understanding His recognition, not understanding His introduction. But here, now, we have understood Baba as He is. Right? So it's such a great thing that we have recognized Baba and we have accepted Baba. One is, the first thing is to recognize Baba, and the second step is to accept Baba in our lives. Right? We had our life, but accepting Baba into our life means something. Accepting Baba in the form of our father, mother, teacher, Sadguru. In all forms, we are accepting God in our life. Right? Not only that we are remembering God as God, but in the form of, in different relationships. It's not only that we are remembering God only in the morning, in that relationship, but throughout the day, we are forging that relation, that we are connecting Baba, with that relationship, and practically we are living that relationship with Baba. Right? It is such a big support for all of us. And whenever we remember Baba, do you feel that Baba is with you? Do you feel that Baba is with you? Right? Only Baba is only a thought away. Only when I say my Baba, that connection is forged and I feel that energy, I feel that love, I feel that power. Right? Just connecting with one thought. It's such easy thing. Otherwise, on the path of devotion, we have been doing so much for God. But here Baba says, children, don't worry, don't do many things. Just sit comfortably and remember me. Right? So, but then, And that's the reason it's called as easy Raj Yoga, easy meditation. Is that easy? Do you find it easy? Yes? You find it easy? Only few are saying yes. You find it easy? Yes, easy in terms of physical activities, because we don't have to do much on a physical level, but internally we have to make efforts, right? We have to keep our mind and intellect under control, because it doesn't wander away. We have to bring that back again and again because of the sanskars of 63 births. That effort is there inside. Yeah, internal effort is there. But in terms of physical efforts, Baba says it's easy. You don't have to do much. All the efforts is internal, right? Because destination is so high, the quality of effort is must also have to become so high, right? With one step, I'm accumulating multi-millions, means my effort, the quality of effort also should be so high, right? And because the destination is so high, our discipline is also high, right? The maryadas, the Srimat, Baba's Srimat, Baba's maryadas, even though there are few, but we have to follow all those maryadas accurately. And only when we follow all these disciplines, then we can accumulate multi-million times, right? Because without following these disciplines or maryadas, we are draining away our energies. On one side, we are making efforts, waking up an Amrit Vela, listening to Murli class, following all these things. And on the other side, if I'm not following maryadas, I'm breaking the spiritual laws. So then what happens? My energy is going waste, right? So here I will have to block all the wastages wherever it is going, like, right? In a fort, even a small brick has come out. The enemies can enter through that small space, right? We have to seal everything. Make my fort very secure. So I should not allow that energy to flow, right? So I have to secure my walls of my fort. So that's the reason Baba says you have to follow the maryadas to, you know, increase your energy multifold. Because short time, but the return is very high. Attainment is too high. Right? In one birth, I'm accumulating fortune for the whole cycle. Right? We understand that. Right? In very little time, I'm accumulating such a huge fortune. That means then the discipline has to be very powerful. Right? And in Ramayana, you have heard, right? There's Lakshmana put that Lakshman Rekha. Right? You have heard the story in Ramayana when Rama, Lakshmana and Sita went for exile in the forest. One fine morning, they see a beautiful golden deer running around. And Sita gets attracted towards that golden deer. And she says, I want that golden deer. And Rama says, no, it's an illusion, it's not a golden deer, it's an illusion, don't go behind that, no. But she doesn't listen, no, I want that, it's so beautiful, I want that, right? Rama says, okay, if you want that, let me go and get it for you. So he goes, after a while, they hear a voice, Ho Lakshmana, save me, Ho Lakshmana, save me. And Sita gets, you know, like she gets very undressed. So then she says, Lakshmana, you go, and because Rama is calling you, he is in danger, go, you go. But Lakshmana says, no, Rama is efficient enough, he is powerful enough to save himself. Right? I know my brother. He can save himself, he can protect himself. But Sita says, out of her attachment, out of, and that made her blind. And she says, she insisted, no, you go, you go. So then what did Lakshmana do? He said, okay, fine, if you are saying let me go, but let me put a line so that you are secure inside that line. Don't cross this line until we come. So he says, and goes. And when Ravana disguises himself in the form of a saint and comes and asks for alms. And he says, no, I can't take alms from you when you are inside, so you come out. So that's how she crosses that line of maryada. Inside that line she was safe, but once she crossed, Ravan was able to abduct her. Right? And for the spiritual people, that is the line of maryada for all of us, where we are secure inside. Because when we follow the spiritual laws, Baba takes care of us. He is responsible. When we follow his Srimad, he is responsible. When he is asking me to wake up at Amritvela, listen to Murli class and all other disciplines he is asking us to do. So if something goes wrong, he is responsible. Na? I'm just following his Srimad, his directions, his laws. So he will take care of it. If I cross that line of discipline, so then Baba is not responsible at all. Right? He does not take responsibility of us. So inside we are secure. Right? So what are these maryadas? Inside which we are very secure. Because tomorrow is your ring ceremony. Today is just a briefing and registration for ring ceremony. And tomorrow you will get your ring. And ring is an indication of what? Ring is a symbol of? When do you get your rings? In an engagement, engagement ceremony, you get a ring, right? So engagement means commitment. Commitment. Engagement, commitment. No? Nowadays, people don't want to commit themselves. They want to stay in live-in relationships. They don't want to commit. So that if something goes wrong, it's easy for them to leave each other. Right? Here also same applies. If something happens, it's easy to leave. You want to leave. Or you want to bound yourself in the commitment with Baba. What do you feel? When I commit, Baba takes responsibility. If I don't commit, then says, okay Baba, okay child, you live according to your wish. It's your life. You live according to your wish. Right? So tomorrow when we are going to get a ring, it's not just an ornament on your finger. Right? It's a feeling of commitment. Yes, Baba, I'm committing with you, committing to you with all your maryadas and Srimad. At least main maryadas we need to follow in order to get that ring and get committed to Baba. Right? So what are those main maryadas or the bigger ones? Of course you have been following that since few months maybe. That's the reason you are here. Alright? So let us just revise those maryadas. And are you ready to commit? Are you ready to follow all those maryadas for lifelong? These few months you have followed, and do you feel the difference between them? Yeah? Do you feel the difference after following all those maryadas? Yeah? Before coming to Gyan, coming to Baba and following maryadas, that life and this life today, What's the difference that you feel? What's the difference that you feel? Yeah? Elevated. Happiness. Happiness has increased or decreased? Increased? Okay. And what is the difference that you feel? Life before Baba and after meeting Baba. Huh? Sorry? Peaceful. Okay. Lighter, stress-free, energetic, and contentment. So you feel that difference, right? Before taking that knowledge, taking the 7 days course, the life before taking the 7 days course, and after following all these maryadas. So you feel the energy difference. So when you're feeling that energy difference, so ask yourself, are you ready to commit to it for the entire life? Right? Because you're seeing all the benefit from following those things. Right? And your happiness has increased, your energy level has increased, your efficiency has increased. You know, many things have increased. And the more you accumulate, the many things will increase automatically. So in order to seal those leakages, the main maryadas that Baba really speaks of, which is very important on the path of spirituality, the first one is purity. Right? Purity is very much important on the path of spirituality and especially celibacy. Right? So, how does the celibacy help us in spiritual growth? How does it help? What do you feel? With celibacy, the energy of the soul drastically increases, because the wastage of energy is more when not following celibacy, not following purity. Because that's the reason, even in the scriptures it says, lust is our greatest enemy. It takes away the energy of the body also, but energy of the mind and the intellect as well. So that's the reason, in order to progress in spiritual life, very soon celibacy or purity is a must. Okay. So when I commit to Baba, I commit to Baba in all relationship with Baba is being my mother, father, teacher, guru, but also Baba is my beloved. Right? So when I remember Baba in all these relationships, the soul feels those emotions, gets those feelings, and my feeling gets healed. So I don't need that physical intimacy with any human being for the soul to experience that love. Right? Once when I transform the love for human beings from human being towards God, and God understands me as I am, He is the ocean of love. All those emotional necessity of the soul is met. And all it is healed from the 63 births also. Whatever emotional, problems that I have been having for the past 63 births, all those things are healed. So I don't need any human being to heal my emotions. Right? So once I have lots of love for Baba and have that relationship, remember Baba with all those relationships, the soul becomes complete by itself. Right? So all the physical relationship with human being is not needed at all. And that's the reason Baba says, follow purity, follow celibacy. So ask yourself, are you ready to follow the path of celibacy for the rest of your life? This is the main Maryada, main Srimat that we need to follow to commit to Baba. Because we are getting married to Baba. We are getting engaged to Baba. Right? So, none others but one. One Baba and none others. Right? So, having all relationship with Baba, having all connection with Baba. Of course, we have to interact and communicate and, you know, have connections with the human beings, but emotionally, I'm just connected to one Baba and none others. Right? And the second most important maryada that Baba speaks of is in terms of purity. Of course, it's celibacy, and the next thing is purity of food. Right? Purity of food. Why do you think purity of food is needed? And before going there, let us understand what is purity of food. What is the definition of pure food? What do you think is the definition of pure food? It's a test for all of you now. How well your teacher has taught you. What is the definition of the pure food? Yeah, as the food, so your mind, not the body, right? As the food, so your mind. Yeah? What is the definition of pure food? First one is no non-vegetarian food. It has to be vegetarian. Second, no onion and garlic. And thirdly, it has to be prepared in the remembrance of God. Baba ki yaad mein, in remembrance of Baba, it has to be cooked. And fourthly, yeah, offering bhog. And also there are circumstances when we can't offer bhog, then eating in Baba's remembrance. Right? So these are the four steps that we have to follow for a pure food. Right? So now, why is that? Is it important? Why do Baba emphasizes on pure food? Is because as the food, so the mind. Whatever we put into this body, that affects the mind. Because the soul and the body are so closely, deeply connected with each other. The soul and the body. Whatever happens to the body affects the soul. Whatever happens to the soul affects the body. So now whatever we put into the body, food, every day, 3-4 times we put, right? We feed the body. Whatever goes into the stomach, that affects the mind. So on one side, we are making efforts, waking at Amrit Vela, remembering Baba, following celibacy, following all that purity. But one, I take in, not sattvic food. It's negative energy food I'm consuming. So then again, that negativity, whatever we have put inside, will affect the mind. So whatever effort that I have done will come down. Right? Just like you're cleaning the room and again you're opening the window and putting dirt from the window. You're cleaning and from one window the dirt is coming in. You're cleaning and energizing, cleansing, but again you're consuming negative energy food. So it, you know, no matter how much effort you're doing for years together, you don't see the progress in your life. That's the reason Baba emphasizes on pure food. Right? So ask yourself, am I ready to follow this lifelong? Right? Of course, there are some circumstances in our lives where one would be Baba's child, but the rest of the family members are not Baba's children, and maybe you will have to cook for them non-vegetarian food or something like that. Okay, that's a situation where we have to confront with, but then you have to follow certain disciplines in that case also. if you are cooking for others, because there's no other way, you have to do that. But then you have to keep your vessels separate. You have to, you know, keep everything separate, and you can't offer bhog when in the kitchen where non-vegetarian food is being cooked, because the energy level is completely tamopradhan in the kitchen where a non-vegetarian food is being cooked. So you can't offer bhog in that scenario. But otherwise, you can keep your vessels, utensils separate and cook for yourself in a different thing. That's the thing. Okay? Any questions regarding, because many people have questions within terms of food. Any questions? Okay, maybe you can ask me later regarding that, if you're not comfortable asking in front of everyone. If you want to ask, it's okay, you're welcome. Otherwise, I can proceed.
So, Sister Suman is very easygoing. So, don't feel you should sit back and not ask any questions. Feel free, please.
There's one hand coming up from behind.
Okay. Come up. Can you come in front? Can you come in front?
Or one hand here. Somebody raised the hand here.
Can you come in front? Yeah, okay.
Dharti is there. Oh, Shanti. I have a question, ma'am. Is it okay to accept food from another BK's plate? Is it okay?
Another BK's plate?
Plate.
They are eating already. So
yeah, they've already taken. No.
Even in Laukik world, we don't accept that, right?
It's not a food. It's a fried, we call it puppet.
Yeah, yeah. In snacks, it's okay.
A snack is okay. It's not the cooked food. Yeah. Okay, then. Thank you.
Anybody else? Can come in front. Okay.
You can give the phone.
I have heard that there are two kinds of vegetarian.
I can hear. I can hear something.
Yeah. Kindly explain the difference between the two kinds of vegetarian.
Two kinds of vegetarian.
Yeah.
I don't think I have heard about that.
Because my friends, some does not want to take milk or
dairy.
That's vegan. Yeah.
Dairy.
And
that's vegan.
Some said, it's okay, you can... Why? Why are they not taking milk?
Yeah. That's altogether another story. Here in Brahma Kumaris, we don't restrict on milk and dairy products. It's your personal choice. Okay? It's your personal choice. If you don't want to take milk and dairy products, it's your choice. But... considering the treatment with the cows and all those things, if you don't want to consume it, it's okay. But here in India, it's not so it's not so cruel even till now. So that's the reason we are consuming milk until now in the yagya. So it's okay. So you know, if you have any doubt of that sort, what and what not. Just see what is happening in the yagya. What is happening in the headquarters. What are the things that are allowed here and what not. So then it becomes much more clear. And there is a reason behind everything. Right. So it's being a vegan or a gluten-free, it's your personal choice. Okay. As an organization, we don't subscribe to that. Right. Okay. BK, live. Yeah, it's okay, you can consume. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fish and eggs, they are non-vegetarian. They are considered, they come under the category of non-vegetarian food. Yeah.
Om Shanti. If I cook with oil, and I'm already use that oil and offer it to Baba, can I use the oil twice?
Yeah, these are all your, I think it's your choice again. These are small things. Any other bigger thing you want to ask? Okay. Brother?
What if as a woman in the family, you have to buy groceries out of your salary? Is it considered you have to buy, among the groceries, non-vegetarian foods? You are a BK, you are earning a salary, and you find yourself no choice than to buy those
for the family.
For the family.
Yeah, is buying it, and cooking.
Yes.
If you have to do it, you have to do it. Right?
Okay, thank you.
And until you have the so much of power to transform your family members.
Yes, I'm trying to.
And make them, convert them into BKs, Baba's children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Honey? Yeah. That's altogether and another chapter, I think. Okay, I think it will not go there. Because, you know, then we come into a more of a discussion of very honey and milk is also an animal product and honey is also an animal product and all those things. Okay.
Sister, I have a question to ask about, critical question is, we stay with the parent-in-law. So
in-laws,
yes, right.
Yeah.
They are preparing the food, so it's a bit hard if we want to separate with them to cook ourselves. So how are we going to settle this case?
It's a bit difficult to have
separate. If we want to say everything, we need to separate with them to cook for our own.
So yeah, if you are cooking a non-vegetarian food in a utensil and you cook your vegetarian food in the same utensil. The energy wise, it's not
that. Yeah, that is. If we buy another set for our own, that might be.
Yeah, you have to be yukti-yukt. You have to be very, you know, diplomatic, and you have to look for a solution for yourself.
Okay. Another question is, if we are working outside, we can't prepare our food. So normally we will be buy the vegetarian food outside. Is that advice?
Vegetarian food buying from outside.
Yes, that's
not cooked by a yogi, right?
Yeah, but it's the store is just selling the vegetarian food. That's it.
Vegetarian food, but that vegetarian food is not cooked by a yogi.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we're working.
Or pure food. Pure food means cooking in remembrance also, no? Cooking in Baba's remembrance. Yeah, sometimes you're traveling, that's an issue now, right? They travel and it's very difficult to take cooked food along with you everywhere that you go. But somehow if you manage with certain things, you take teplas or, you know, dried food and you go there and you can have your fruits or, you know, yogurt, some things. You know, it's not highly recommended with all these things. But, you know, sometimes you can take yogurt or some milk or, you know, and packed food also we take sometimes. So it's not so very BK type or a sattvic thing, but sometimes it's a compromise. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. What if food is cooked by machine, like ready-made pizzas or ready-made French fries or bread for that matter?
I think this question, many of you must be having this question in your minds, right? Yeah. So, okay, that's a machine-made, but the person who is operating the machine and the atmosphere in which the machine is kept. And we don't know whether they're preparing non-vegetarian food also in the same premises, in the same machine, right? It's not recommended. Yeah.
Sumanban, this mobile is made in Korea. They all eat non-vegetarian. Can we use the mobile as well?
Sorry?
That was just a joke. I'm just saying that normally this mobile, no, these people who are making, where they are made, and it's in a country which is all now.
But you're not consuming the mobile, right?
Yeah, we are
it's
consuming.
It's not going
right?
into your stomach.
No, we are consuming, we are holding it, we are talking it.
Yes, as far as it's outside the body, it's okay. It shouldn't go inside the body. Right, okay. All other, I think here, this has opened up to another level of discussion. I think it will stop it there and here. And if you have any other questions, you can come and meet me separately, and then we can give the answers. And okay, purity of celibacy and purity of food is done. And the next level of purity is the purity of mind. Okay, of course, it's a lifelong journey, lifelong effort of purifying the mind, intellect, attitude, intentions. All, you know, it's an internal work again. So at least the main things that we focus on, the internal things will go on lifelong. And the next discipline that we need to follow that Baba emphasizes is waking at Amrit Vela. Why is it needed? Waking at Amrit Vela. Because you understand, right? The importance of Amrit Vela, that time is, it has the benefit of time. Time has the blessing, right? At that time, Baba is available to us the whole, in a complete way. And at the same time, after night's sleep, we are fresh. The mind and intellect is free and completely relaxed and, you know, energized. So that's the reason Amrit Vela meditation is very much needed, and it's very powerful. You can experience waking at Amrit Vela and doing a powerful Amrit Vela for 1 hour, and the next day you don't wake up, and how the day goes, you know, you feel the difference. The day when you wake up and have very powerful Amrit Vela, how that day goes, and when you don't wake up, how that day goes by. So you feel the difference. So waking in Amrit Vela is very much needed. And the second and the fourth thing is listening to Murali class, listening to Baba's Murali. Yeah, coming to the center and listening to the Murali is the right thing. Because of the energy level in the center is completely different from the energy level of our house. So coming to the center and listening to the Murali every day for at least 45 minutes is very much recommended. But in case if you can't do it every day, at least twice a week, right? But listening to Baba's Murali online or reading Murali is a must. Okay, so that will really help our spiritual progress in that way. Okay, so these are the main four disciplines that we need to follow: purity, purity of food, waking at Amrit Vela, and listening to Murali class. Okay, so if you are ready to commit yourself for that, then you are ready to take the ring tomorrow. You are ready to get engaged to Baba tomorrow. Okay. So for that,
the three stations.
Yeah, I'll let them know. I'll do it.
Okay. No.
So for that we have three sisters, and they will sit in different places. After meditation, you can go and register yourself with those sisters. And tomorrow at 10 o'clock will be the ring ceremony here itself, from 10 to 12, between 10 o'clock. You're supposed to come here, and those are first timers, only they will register for ring ceremony. But those who want change of their ring, or if their ring is broken and they want to and want an exchange, or they if they have lost their ring and, you know, all those things, they don't have to register. They can come tomorrow for their exchange of their rings. Okay, only first timers, those who are taking the ring for the first time, only they will register with these sisters. Okay, clear? Okay, let's sit in meditation for a few minutes. Yeah. Can we talk about it later? Because the time is up. Yeah? You can meet me later. Thoda sa volume bada dena iska. Geet nahi bajao. Soft music. Sit alert. So today, surrender everything to Baba. You're allowing Baba in your life. Baba is our greatest companion, is always there for me. Today I commit to God to follow the path of purity. The path of true freedom. The path of true happiness and bliss. I bind myself in this bondage of love with God. And I commit to follow Baba Srimad, Baba's footsteps, because I have complete faith in my companion. He elevates me in this love. And makes me complete. Full of peace and happiness. I am the most fortunate one to be chosen by God to be His instrument for world transformation. Today, I ensure my life to Baba. I give my life in the safest hands of God, and I allow God to be my guide. Om.